From the Game Nashville Studios, presented by Wholesale Inc. Mount Juliet.
A shot, a score!
It's time for the Preds Insiders Podcast with your host, Ryan Port, on your flagship home of the Predators Radio Network, Smashville's best sports talk,
ESPN
102.5 The Game.
Welcome into the Preds Insiders Podcast, ESPN 102.5 The Game, and thegamenashville.com. I'm Ryan Port. This week I am joined by Darren McFarland of Darren and Donick, weekdays from 10 to 2 on ESPN 102.5 The Game, plus the pre- and post-game host on the Nashville Predators Radio Network. Darren, Wednesday night in Las Vegas, Pekka Rinne wins his first career Vezina Trophy. Not a surprise, but obviously it is so good to see someone like Pekka be awarded like that after a great regular season that he had.
I think his words were, this was a long time coming. Did he not say that?
Yes. And
which I thought that was kind of an interesting comment.
Yeah.
Like, the Pekka's the nicest human being in the world. Was that kind of a backhanded slap a little bit? Was that a little bit of a...
A dig at the general managers that vote on the award every year?
I mean, that thought may have crossed my mind.
It was the fourth time he was nominated.
Yep.
And in Vegas for the Vezina Trophy, but this is his first time winning. And we actually have the audio of Pekka Rinne and his speech afterwards in Vegas when he won the Vezina.
Thank you very much. What an honor. Been a long time coming. So first of all, congrats, Andre and Connor. You guys are going to be here many more times. And firstly, my teammates. Obviously, no goalie can be successful without his teammates. And I feel like I have one of the more talented groups in playing in front of me every single night. So. Love you, boys. David Poile, your family, our ownership group, it means a lot to me. And the fans in Nashville, you guys are the best. My family, they're watching this back home in Finland. So my parents, you mean everything to me. Everything you do for me, thank you. My sisters, Erica, who's here, love you all. Thank you very much.
That was Pekka Rinne accepting the Vezina Trophy Wednesday night in Vegas, and just really cool to hear him up there on the stage accepting the Vezina Trophy. He gets emotional talking about David Poile and the fans in Nashville. You know, I'm just getting goosebumps right now thinking of just the importance of that moment for Pekka Rinne last night in his career. Like he said, it's a long time coming, and you don't know when the next time is that he could win a Vezina Trophy. So this was special for him.
Here's something else that jumped out at me. And yes, it was at times tough to watch because he was getting very emotional, but that's not the first time we've seen this. And what stood out to me is when he got win 300, same deal. Very emotional on the ice at Bridgestone Arena. He kept it together for all these speeches, even though you could tell he was breaking up. But Ryan, what it signifies to me, and I know this is just my own opinion. I don't have anything to go off of, even though I've been around Pekka ever since he's been here. I just feel like he keeps checking things off. And we all know there's one elusive thing, one box sitting there without a check mark.
It's a pretty big box.
It's a huge box. And obviously he got a taste of that box 2 years ago. I just kind of feel like he's got one more check mark he wants, and he can wave goodbye, give the tearful speech, thank everybody he can think of for an unbelievable career, and ride off into the sunset. Like I said, I don't have anything to go off of. I just have watched him. These things mean something to him. This is not just, hey, thanks, you know, thanks, fans, thanks, Predators.
Even though he means all of that when he says it.
He does, but, you know, sometimes you get kind of the canned speeches. Like, you can just, sometimes they're just speeches that you can tell everybody could get up there and do, right? But you, with him, it's always about, you can tell he's thinking everything through. It really means something to him. Like this. Look, those comments, when he said, this has been a long time coming, that means he's been thinking about this. The other three times, he's like, really? I didn't win? You know, like one of those times.
He's not the only Nashville Predator, either of past course. Or present, to yeah. feel that way. But it's,
no yeah. doubt. And so it was like, okay, I finally can check this box. And I just feel like he's got one more. And he's like, man, if I could just get that last one, I think he could walk away with a huge smile. He's going to walk away with a huge smile on his face anyway, because that's the type of guy that he is. But you know what I mean. There's mm-hmm. There's one last goal left, and that's it. I think he's accomplished everything there is to accomplish at his position, right?
There's nothing else for him to accomplish but to win a cup.
Hall of Fame is out of his control. Like, that's something he cannot control. These things he can control. His play, he can control.
Right.
Hall of Fame, he cannot. Those are voters, and he can't worry about that because that's something that's completely out of his control.
And if we're being honest, Hall of Fame for Pecorine, he might have to win another Vezina. He would definitely have to win a Stanley Cup. I mean, Hall of Fame is just – that's why the Hall of Fame is just so – in any sport, the mystique and the honor of being in the Hall of Fame is so rare because those are the best of the best of the best of the best. I mean, those are – the elite of the elite in no matter what sport it is. And Pecorine would go in the Hall of Very Good without a doubt. I think he still has a lot to yeah. accomplish to get into the Hockey Hall of Fame.
I'm just trying to think of the biggest thing still left to accomplish.
Yeah, I understand.
Winning the Stanley Cup and at the end, the Hall of Fame. Those are like the last two things that he has left to accomplish. I mean, if you're a player and you come into the league, if you're putting together your checklist, I feel like he's done it all other than Stanley Cup champion and Hall of Fame. And everybody has to put Hall of Fame. That's why you play, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you're going to eventually check that off. But, yeah, I don't disagree with your assessment. I think right now he is in the Hall of Very, Very Good and probably a first ballot. But he's got more work to do. And I'm not even saying Hall of Fame is on his mind. It just seems like there's two more things as a player, as a guy who's been in the league for a long time and accomplished a lot of things that he would probably like to accomplish before it's all said and done. But the one big one is what we all know, the big gigantic elephant in the room.
I think the disappointing part of last night is seeing some of the people on Twitter still get at Pekka for what happened in the postseason, and that what happened in the postseason and his performance against Winnipeg, especially at home, is what people will remember. And look, people will remember that for, you know, only lasting 10 minutes in Game 7. But what happened in the postseason does not take away what he did in the regular season, which was just incredible. I mean, he went, 21? He won 21 of 23 over a stretch in the regular season.
Yeah.
I mean, he was
on a
lights out
yes.
for a ton of the regular season. He's a big reason why they ended up winning the President's Trophy. I understand the postseason didn't go his way, but that postseason shouldn't take away what happened with him winning the Vezina Trophy.
Just think about the check marks going back to that reference. He's done in the last 2 years. So he could check mark President's Trophy. He can check mark division champion, division winner, right? Winning a division. These are all first. He can put check mark. This is this past season. Vezina. So there's three big check marks this year. Last year, conference champ, an appearance, if there's a category, mm-hmm. an appearance in the Stanley Cup final. So, I mean, he's been able and win 300, too, career win 300. So, in just the last two seasons alone, he's been able to put some pretty significant check marks. I still believe this. And, you know, we've talked about the window. I've talked about the window for the last couple of years. And I've said this, and I'll keep saying it, I still believe it's like Ohio State, the window is next season. Like, I think if it's going to happen, to me, next year is the year. Like, it, because there's so much uncertainty after that. We don't know what's going to happen after that. There's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
To me, everything we know is going to be intact for next season to do it again.
Yes.
Unless there's major injuries.
Here's one example that I'll give, and it's the most recent example, is that people thought the Washington Capitals window was closed. They won a Stanley Cup. And, you know, you look back at previous rosters that the Capitals had for the previous 10, 12 years of Alex Ovechkin, there are a lot of rosters that the Capitals had on paper that were better than this one that just won a Stanley Cup. Players have come and gone. I mean, think of guys like Alexander Semin and Mike Green, who had great regular seasons with the Washington Capitals. And those teams were present, you know, they won a President's Trophy with those players, and they were great regular season teams, and that window was wide open. They didn't win a Stanley Cup. And, you know, some people thought the window was either closing or about to be closed on them, and they just won a Stanley Cup without having a great regular season. I mean, the Preds could lose a Ryan Ellis. They could lose a couple players from this core, but still have everything go right in the postseason and win a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, but what about the goaltender? I mean, Washington still had Holtby. Washington still – look, the core guys were still
valid.
There. Ovechkin, Oshie, Backstrom, the core players were still there. Yes, I don't disagree with it. Look, the players said it. They're like, hey, this is not the most talented team we've had. One of the key ingredients, as we were just talking about, you have to have that goaltender. You have to have that. The two hottest goaltenders were Holtby and Fleury, who was in the Stanley Cup final. Washington and Vegas. I mean, you have to have that. Los Angeles won, Chicago, Crawford. I mean, just goalies have to get hot. So after next year, that is a big part of the equation. What's Pekka's 36? You know,
UC Saros is good, but it's a mystery in terms of what he can be as a full-time starter.
Look, if we're going to make the comparisons in other sports of there's a huge difference between being the backup quarterback and the starting quarterback, or, you know, fill in the blank, the fourth pitcher in a rotation to the ace, then you have to say that in hockey, as much as everything looks great, we don't know 60 games what he would look like. We don't know. And maybe 60 games looks lights out. Maybe it's Matt Murray. I don't know. But it's hard for me to say, hey, you don't miss a beat. You lose Pekka and you don't miss a beat. It's hard for me to come out and say that until we see it.
That's fair. Pekka Rinne winning the Vezina Trophy wasn't the only big thing that happened in Vegas at the NHL Awards. We'll get into all of that next. Plus, I'm going to throw a question at Darren McFarland that he's probably not prepared for. He may or may not have thought of, but we'll get his raw reaction to that question. Coming up next on the Preds Insiders Podcast, he's Darren McFarland. I'm Ryan Porth. You're listening to the Preds Insiders Podcast, ESPN 102.5 The Game and thegamenashville.com.
Hey, what's going on? It's Chase McCabe telling you about Chasing Checkers, my brand new podcast on thegamenashville.com, talking all things NASCAR and auto racing. And you can check it out every Friday in the on-demand section of thegamenashville.com.
Yo, Nashville, Buck Rising, Tennessee Titans insider, and the host of your favorite new podcast, Tackling Music City, here. Join us as we talk about all things two-tone blue with current and former players, football experts, and analysts from all walks of life every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on thegamenashville.com, in iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and every weekend on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Welcome back into the Preds Insiders Podcast, ESPN 102.5 The Game and thegamenashville.com. The Preds Insiders Podcast drops every Wednesday at thegamenashville.com, but this week it's on a Thursday, given the NHL Awards taking place Wednesday night in Vegas. And Darren, last segment we talked about Pekka Rinne winning the Vezina Trophy. He was also named to the NHL first All-Star team, which is a pretty big accomplishment. When you think of all-star teams in sports, people think of the all-star game. For me, being named to a regular season all-star team is a bigger and better accomplishment than being named to an all-star game, because there are different logistics and different nuances to an all-star game, where you might be named to an all-star game or the Central Division team, but you might be named because
of an injury
or because they need a defenseman from a certain team. But it's the best of the best. Pekka Rinne named to the first All-Star team. PK Subban named to the second All-Star team after he finished third in the Norris Trophy voting. And speaking of PK Subban named the cover athlete of EA Sports NHL 19, which is pretty freaking cool that the Preds are going to have the cover guy on a video game that so many people love to play.
Yeah, I didn't really understand the skit leading up to him getting. I kind of wish PK would have dropped the gloves and just went on and, you know, drug those guys off the stage. Yeah. But, you know, I get it. I know, but I didn't find it as funny as maybe other people did. But anyway, what a huge, going back to what you said at the beginning, it's like, here's the best example I can come up with. It's one thing to go to the Pro Bowl. It's another thing to be an All-Pro.
Yes.
Like, Pro Bowl is cool, and you get a nice trip out of it, and it's free, and blah, 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 and you get to play in that game. But All-Pro is, it's regarded much higher than being a Pro Bowler.
But I think it gets kind of swept under the rug in these instances of the NHL awards. Everyone talks about,
I agree,
Taylor Hall, Hart Trophy,
MVP,
Victor Hedman, Norris, Pecorine, Vezina. But being named on the first All-Star team, a lot of that stuff, it just seems like gets swept under the rug.
I agree. I don't think they make a big enough deal about it. I totally agree with that. So that is, maybe that's another check mark for Peck. I mean, that's a huge, huge honor. And going back to PK being on the cover of NHL 19, I mean, wow. How cool is that?
Super cool.
Wouldn't everybody want to be on the cover of a video game? Hello? I mean, if you say no, what is wrong with you? Even if you don't play video games anymore, that would be like the coolest honor ever. And it's going to happen to him. It's yet again another thing PK Subban has done that no other Predator has ever done. And, you know, it just goes back to me just kind of laughing at the stuff that continues. It just cracks me up. I mean, if people don't realize that the Nashville Predators are not getting rid of an asset that has given them more things than they've ever had. They've never had anything like this. They've never had a player sit at the NBC studios during the Stanley Cup final and interview the commissioner and talk about their product. Not the product of hockey, the Nashville Predators product. I mean, give me a break.
You cannot put a price tag on what happened with PK Subban being named the cover athlete of NHL 19. You're going to have kids from the ages of 5 to 20, that's the demographic of that game. People play it beyond 20 years old, but that's the core demographic of playing a hockey video game, are going to be looking at the Predators logo and PK Subban every single time they play that game.
And I mean, I don't even know what that price tag is. I mean, video games are billions of dollars. It's billions, right? That industry every year, plural, not a billion-dollar industry. It's billions into video games. So we know they're extremely popular. Yeah, I mean, you cannot put a price tag. It is a blank check for what that does for them. Like you said, everybody's going to look at that and see a guy in a Predators jersey on the cover of that video game. Not any other team. There's 30 other – how many teams are there now? 31?
31.
31.
So there are 30
other teams. I was like, wait a minute, Seattle? Is Seattle official yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Soon enough.
31. I mean, there's 30 other teams, and guess what? Their logo, their guy isn't on the cover. I mean.
And just think of all the parents. You know, there will be Christmas presents out there in December. Think of all the parents that are going to go to select a store near you and say, I want NHL 19 for little Johnny.
Yeah.
They may not have an idea of who is on that cover. But the person behind the desk goes in the back, gets the copy of NHL 19, and presents it to them. And it's a Predators logo and PK Subban on the cover of that game that they're getting for little Johnny.
My guess is the Predators Pro Shop is going to move things to the side. Things just got moved so they can build special racks to sell NHL 19 in the Pro Shop.
Yeah.
You walk in, it's going to be a wall of video games of PK Subban, NHL 19.
I mean, Nick Cale said on Morning Drive that he will buy a copy of NHL 19 because PK Subban is on the cover.
It'll be a huge hit in Middle Tennessee. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt about it. So that was super, super cool.
Stocking stuffer.
And it was unexpected. I was at a bar with my brother. He was in town. Driving through town, so we went out and had dinner. So the bar had the NHL awards on the TV. I wasn't even thinking of it.
By the way, that's another thing. If you don't understand what that means to this market, if you've only lived here a year or two, then you're like, what's the big deal about that? for people that have been here a while, do you understand how big? Just think about what you just said. You walked into a bar to have dinner, and they had the NHL awards on their television.
It was about 33% NHL awards, 33% College World Series, and then a random baseball game.
It wasn't too long ago you would have to walk into that bar and say, hey, could you put the Predators game on? They're playing a hockey game tonight.
Let alone the NHL awards.
Yeah, can you put the game on? The team in this market, can you put that game on? And you just told me you went in and the NHL awards show.
Oh, yeah. Front and center.
In late June was on in a sports bar.
Front and center.
Anybody who's been here a while, you've been here a while now, you understand the significance of that. I mean, that I can't tell a better story than what you just put out there. The reason I know this is because early on, I used to walk in and be like, can you, the Predators are playing the Avalanche tonight. Could you put that game on?
Yeah.
By the way, this was downtown across the street from Bridgestone Arena.
Yeah.
They didn't have the game on. Now, this was a long time ago, but you would have to request the game come on. So kudos to this market and the Predators. Just goes to show you how far this thing has come along. I'm blown away by your story. You didn't tell me about that. I am blown away that you walked into a sports bar last night. In Cool Springs, and they had the NHL award show on. That is so cool. I'm going to leave now. I'm blown away. I'm speechless.
Darren McFarland of Darren and Donick, weekdays 10 to 2. Thanks for joining us today on the Preds and Chargers podcast. Not that you're going anywhere, but I wasn't just looking up there. It just hit me like, holy crap. Like, he was just named the cover of NHL 19. It wasn't even on my radar that could happen. And then in an instant, all of a sudden, PK Subban is on the cover of a video game. Not that we wouldn't expect that from PK, because he's a big enough star in the sport to automatically be on the cover for a year. But it's just, now that it's happened, now it's official, it's just super cool.
Yeah. I don't have anything else. I'm still processing your story. Sorry. I am blown away by that. That is so cool. Yeah. Which means, if a sports bar in Cool Springs is showing the NHL award show, that means the days of asking for a game are long, long gone. That's what it tells me. And not that we didn't know that hockey is obviously a huge, huge deal in this market now, but it's still just, I love hearing stuff like that, because it just reiterates what we already know. But it just validates it even more, like, wow.
Yeah.
We really are a big-time hockey city.
Then what's your reaction if I say that at the Bandbox during a Nashville SC game that I attended a couple weeks ago during the Stanley Cup Final, it was on the Saturday night, I forget what game of the Stanley Cup Final it was, probably game 3, that all the TVs at the Bandbox in First Tennessee Park had the hockey game on. Game 3, Caps Knights. Single TV, and people were glued to it. Halftime of the Nashville SC game, everybody's watching Caps Knights.
I love it. I feel like I'm going to cry. I feel like Pekka right now. I don't even know.
It's been a long time coming.
Well done, Ryan Porth. Well done. This has been a long time coming. Wow. 2018. Man, that's cool. I can't get enough. If you have more of these stories, keep telling them.
Okay.
Because I can't get enough of that. That is, and the fact that you said, and glued to them, like people knew what was going on.
Like people cheered when Kuznetsov scored a goal.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so, so cool.
So, all right, coming up next, we will get to the question that I want to hit Darren with, and I cannot wait for
his response.
You've
got more surprises?
I've got more surprises.
Man.
I teased a surprise, and we never got to that surprise. So we will get to that surprise next.
You're like Santa Claus.
On the Preds Insiders podcast. He's Darren McFarland. I'm Ryan Porth. ESPN 102.5 The Game and TheGameNashville.com.
Artificial intelligence AI is taking over the world.
How can I help you today?
So put it to work for you.
Your appointment is at 9 a.m.
Ask Alexa to
enable 102.5 The Game.
Okay.
Once enabled,
Alexa, play 102.5 The Game.
The future is here.
Let me help you with that.
Ask Alexa to enable 102.5 The Game.
Welcome back into the Preds Insiders podcast. Ryan Porth joined by Darren McFarland of Darren and Donick today. You can hear him weekdays from 10 to 2 on ESPN 102.5 The Game with Willie Donick. You can also hear him on the pre- and post-game shows on the Nashville Predators Radio Network. All right, here's the question that I want to ask you. You have no idea I'm asking this. First, let me ask you this. How many more years do you think David Poile will be GM of the Nashville Predators?
Ooh, really?
Putting you on the spot.
I know. I don't know. I mean, to me, it's going back to, I think there are certain people like Pekka, David Poile, and others that one thing happens, that hinges on a decision. I mean, if they win the cup next year, I think that factors into his decision. But I think he can close the chapter on his Hall of Fame career and say, I've done everything I can. I'm the winningest GM. I've got a Stanley Cup, two Stanley Cup appearances. There's nothing more I need to do. And he could say, Brian, I don't know who's who's next. Here are the keys.
So the point I'm trying to get at is that in the next 5 years, it's possible that David Poile could retire as GM of the Nashville
Predators.
There's
no question.
I mean, that is in the realm of possibility.
No question.
So that would mean he would have been the GM of the Nashville Predators for 25 years?
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that David Poile could actually go 20 to 25 years of being the GM of the Nashville Predators and not have one of his defensemen win a Norris Trophy?
That's hard to believe, isn't it? That is hard to digest when you hear that. When you think of an organization that has done it better than anybody else.
At drafting defensemen, developing defensemen, acquiring defensemen in trades.
There's nobody who's done it better. And yet... Yeah. Wow. Is there that chance? I'd say if it's gone 20 years, I'd say in the next 4 to 5 years, is there a chance? Sure.
So PK Subban finished third in the Norris Trophy voting. And if he was the only star defenseman on this team, would that have been higher? Would he have won it or finished second? Who knows? But I do think there is an element of the fact that Roman Josi, Matthias Ekholm, or Ryan Ellis stealing votes from PK Subban, or all four of them stealing votes from each other, enough that none of those four could win a Norris Trophy as long as that core four is intact. Would you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be hard for PK Subban to win a Norris because of that. It's going to be hard for Roman Josi. I mean, Shea Weber and Ryan Suter never won a Norris here. Shea Weber came very close twice. He was nominated for... three times. He finished in the top five times in his time with the Preds. Never won a Norris Trophy. And now you have all these star defensemen currently on this Preds blue line. You know, PK won it in Montreal. He may not win it in Nashville as long as the core four is intact because of that factor. And it is hard to believe, heard someone else say this, you know, earlier this week, that David Poile could actually go through his entire tenure as Predators GM and not have one of his defensemen win a Norris Trophy. That is hard to believe.
Give me the next biggest name on the Tampa Bay Lightning after Victor Hedman as on the defensive and on D pairing.
Well, after the trade deadline, Ryan McDonagh. But
okay.
He's not going to win a Norris. Like, he's not going to be up for a Norris Trophy in his career.
No, that's the right answer. I mean, but that's my point. Okay, give me the next guy after Drew Doughty for the Kings.
Jake Muzzin.
Is he going to win a Norris?
Nope.
Okay. Point is, Erik Karlsson, who's after him?
Nobody.
Okay. Right.
San Jose, Brent Burns.
See where I'm going? That was my next
Edward Vlasic.
They stand alone. And to your point... The Predators have been cannibalizing themselves at that position because they're so deep. And they take away – if it was just PK Subban and, you know, the rest of it, Matt Irwin, Anthony Boteto, right?
Yeah,
and nothing against those guys. I'm saying his star gets brighter, right? He gets moved up. But when you have Ryan Ellis and Roman Josi and Matthias Ekholm, it just changes the dynamic because nobody else can say that. Same thing with Ryan Suter and Shea Weber. I mean, we can go down the list. I mean, on and on and on and on. There's no doubt that plays a factor in. So if you're asking me to slide my chips since the award show was in Vegas, well, I would slide my chips. There's no doubt in my mind I would slide them pretty quickly that David Poile will never be a GM of a Norris Trophy winner. And that is unbelievable to say considering his track record as a GM. But I would say it's not going to happen. I mean, think about this. P.K. Subban played 82 games this year. He was the only Predator to play every game. He had a pretty good year, did he not?
He had a fantastic year.
What does he – how much better does he – he finished third. How much better would he have to be to win the Norris? Is he really going to be that much better? Everything has to fall into place. You have to play 82 games, can't get hurt, and you have to have well, in this case, you would have to have eye-popping, off-the-charts numbers.
Numbers, like almost Erik Karlsson-type numbers.
In this system, with those pairings and the way it's set up, he's not. It's not set up for somebody to do that. One individual person, especially when you have four really, 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 really good ones. So I would say that's incredible to think about. And I would say today I feel pretty comfortable in saying it won't happen on David Poile's watch, which is a travesty, but it's not going to happen because of that.
And it's not a knock on David Poile at all. It's just
it's
a happenstance of
these other guys stand alone.
Yeah.
There's not much around them, so it elevates them. And if it was just P.K. Subban, if it was just Roman Josi, their star, I think, would be brighter.
There have been 9 different instances where a Preds defenseman finished in the top 5 of Norris Trophy voting. And think of, Shea Weber. Ryan Suter never finished in the top 5 of Norris Trophy voting.
Amazing.
As a Predator. Think of that. So he's had Shea Weber, Ryan Suter, Roman Josi, P.K. Subban, Ryan Ellis, Matthias Ekholm. He had 2.5 years of Seth Jones. I mean, that was pre-Seth Jones prime, but still, he had Seth Jones on his roster. He had Kimmo Tiiminen for all those years. And he may never have a Norris Trophy winning defenseman in Nashville. That is hard to believe.
Some of those guys, by the way, are going to be Hall of Famers.
I forgot Andy Delmore. How did we forget
him? I was going to say, what do you... By the way, some of those names, those are Hall of Fame players. I think. They're going to go in the Hall of Fame.
Shea Weber.
They're going to go in the Hall of Fame.
P.K. Subban will go in the
Hall of Fame. He's going to go in the Hall of
Fame. Suter?
Yes.
You think so?
I do.
Josi?
There's a real good shot, yes.
There's a shot. I Ellison Ekholm, nothing against him. I wouldn't expect them to go in the Hall of Fame.
By the way, does Tiiminen get in?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Seth Jones?
Who knows? I mean, he's still a baby. He's got a long ways to go.
All of those defensemen and may never have a Norris Trophy winner here. They should give David Poile a Norris Trophy one year just for his excellence in drafting defensemen.
They should come up with a new category. Best drafter for defensemen.
And they would name it the David Poile Trophy.
Let's go to the candidates. We've got David Poile, the Nashville Predators. Number 2, we've got nobody else. So, David, congratulations.
Paul Fenton, the GM of the Minnesota Wild, because he was the assistant GM of the Nashville Predators for all those years.
Yeah, that is pretty scary to think about.
Had you ever thought of that?
No, but the minute you said it, I was like, whoa. Yeah, and that's not going to happen. I guess I have bad news and I hate it, but it's just not going to happen.
Like Roman Josi next year could get 65, 70 points and have a fantastic season. But Ryan Ellis could have a fantastic season. Matthias Ekholm could have a fantastic season. P.K. Subban could have a fantastic season. And all of a sudden, Roman Yossi's not winning the Norris Trophy because, like you said, to your point, Roman Josi isn't the only star on the blue line.
By them not having the same excuse me, as
we're getting all choked up over this topic.
By not those other guys that we've mentioned who have won it or in the thick of things. I mean, they don't have anybody else to take the limelight away from them on their team. So it elevates them higher. And the Predators have been cannibalizing themselves with all these great defensemen. And for every one name we throw out there, there's a guy of equal value right there on the roster at the same position. So I just think that it's not fair, but that's what it is. I mean, if PK Subban finished third this year, I just don't know how a guy in this system, this setup with this roster, could ever elevate himself to win if PK played 82 and put up those numbers. What would it take for a Predator defenseman to win the Norris? To me, just the most incredible season we've ever seen. And I don't know how that happens in this system and this roster, right? How could that happen? How could PK be that much better next season?
I mean, his
50, enough to win.
His 59 points this season were the second best of his career. And, you know, 16 goals
and what's
was
the
a career high.
What's his high in points?
60.
Oh, I thought it was 62. It's 60?
60.
Okay. So he gets his high. Let's say a 65. Career year. Now we're talking about career year. That 65 ain't going to win it. No. Is it?
I don't think so.
I don't either. So, once again, I don't think it's going to happen, unfortunately.
Crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Darren McFarland of Darren and Donick, weekdays 10 to 2 on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Thank you for joining us today on the Preds Insiders podcast. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. I'll pick up my jaw and walk out of the room.
All right, you do that.
Man, this was a lot of surprises, this podcast.
Thanks for listening, as always, to the Preds Insiders podcast. We will be back with you next week on ESPN 102.5 The Game and thegamenashville.com.